Here we go. Another round of fun. Snapshot Wednesday brought to you by Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock. And Steve is joining us this morning. And no big surprise, I have another vehicle with some amazing mileage on it. And a really good one. In fact, it was one that Mike Dow drove around for a long time. You had a Subaru Forester for, what, a decade and a half?
That's right. I drove it for about 15 years. This one, though, smokes my old one. This is a really sweet machine. I like the color, too. A jasper green metallic exterior with a black cloth interior. And 2021, low mileage car. And Foresters, you take care of them. And you'll be driving, you could be driving this 15 years from now.
Oh, yeah, it only has 59,000 miles on it. It's a 2021, and it's ready to go, and you can get all the details. It's priced really great, too, at tonysfairwayauto.com.
Mike, right. I'm going to guess, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I'm thinking one of the reasons you may have had a Forester is because it's so convenient, because it's not a big vehicle. It's good on gas, but you probably put your DJ equipment in the back, maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did hundreds of weddings with that car, driving all over creation, putting hundreds of thousands of miles on it, and it never let me down. So
that's nice. That's the nice thing about those Subarus. Again, they're not real big, but they've got room in them for storage.
So versatile.
A good family. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, Mike showed off and got a grand slam.
I don't feel good about it, Steve. I barely squeaked this one out. I did it. It happened, but part of it was purely a guess and based on a clue that Paul shared with me, and he will also share with you.
All right.
Okay, a little bit nervous now, but all right.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Snapshot number one.
Oh, boy, the first thing I think about... the piano sounds like the beginning of Say You Love Me by Fleetwood Mac, Christy McVie. Let me hear it again.
Okay.
Because it's...
Yeah, here it is.
Yeah, it also sounds like the Commodores. Let's go with Easy by the Commodores.
Glad you did. Yeah. You were scaring me there. But I can see what you're saying about Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Moving on to snapshot number two.
Ooh, unusual ballad from Boston, Amanda.
Yes. Snapshot number three.
Ooh, boy. First thing that comes to mind is Don't Do Me Like That by Tom Petty. Does it sound like that to you, Mike?
Not really, but I've got my headphones on, and so I get the full fidelity. You're hearing it over the phone or something, so it sounds different on your end.
Here it is again.
The opening note to me sounds like that, but the second don't. But I think I have to go with that. Tom Petty, Don't Do Me Like That.
Okay. No.
No.
Journey, I'll Be All Right Without You.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
I got one more chance to make a 3 for 4.
There you go. Yeah. Let's see if you can get this morning's bonus.
Oh, my goodness. I think I just heard this yesterday.
No.
Yeah. There were a group of people talking about some kind of commercial production they were going to do. Female. Let me hear it again.
Okay. And then I'll give you the clue that I shared with Mike.
Okay.
So, we play many songs from this female artist. This was not a major hit. It got airplay, but it wasn't as big as some of the other ones that we play. So, that's what I told Mike.
Yeah. I never would have had this unless I just heard it yesterday. In fact, I wasn't that familiar with the tune. I'm not sure I remember the name of the song, but I think that's the lady that used to like to get physical, right? Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah, wow. That is so odd that you heard the song yesterday. Wow.
It was so weird. It was, It just came across YouTube. They were talking about some kind of marketing thing, and they're going to use this, and they showed her singing it. So,
wow,
that was well-timed. Otherwise, I never would have gotten that song.
That's so weird, because as I was putting this together yesterday, I always think, okay, what am I going to do for the bonus? Almost immediately, and I don't know why, that song popped in my head.
Yeah, that's quite the coincidence.
Wow.
Yes. So which is the one you struggled with, Mike?
Yeah.
That was it. I did not know what that was. And I almost said it was Carly Simon when Paul gave me that clue about we play a lot of her songs.
Yeah.
So Carly Simon came to mind, but I just took a chance and said ONJ. Turned out to be right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I like that. Even Steve had some unique luck on his side, too. So 3 out of 4, not bad. And a big thank you to Tony's Fairway Auto Sales in Hancock for bringing us Snapshot Wednesday.